may not have noticed that the ABC's also been running a project over the past few months called Walking Together, and it focuses on past, present and future relationships with Indigenous Australia. And whatever conversations are going on around the pandemic, this is one that's still urgent for us as a nation. Here at Life Matters, over the next 4 weeks, we're going to delve into the personal and hear stories of people who've shared a journey together, whether it's a friendship, a love story or a working relationship. We're starting this week with the story of farmer Jane Vincent and her dear friend Matilda House.
I'm Matilda House Williams. I'm a very, very proud Ngambri Ngunnawal woman of Wiradjuri heritage as well. Well, here we go. I was born in Cowra, an Aboriginal mission called Arambi, run by mission managers. Mission managers came and mission managers went. So we never had a mission manager that stayed for any more than a few years. My father, he was a very proud Ngunnawal man, and my mother, who had come from a background of Wiradjuri as well as Wallabalula, which was in Yass, had, when they first met, married. Mum always wanted to stay with her family in Cowra, which was the Aboriginal mission, Arambi mission, 32 acres it's known as. But there were times, lots and lots of times, that my father would be then sending us to a little Aboriginal reserve over in Yass. That reserve was called Hollywood, but it was still run by the same legislation like the Aboriginal Welfare Protection Board. My grandparents would pick myself and my brother up, and we would travel horse and sulky back and forwards. We did that quite a number of times growing up, from one mission to the next one. It was to escape times when the welfare board used to do their little rounds, and just out of the blue they could handpick any family to be taken away. So there were times when my parents were hiding us. When this welfare mob would come, the wife of the mission manager would visit each home and make sure that the houses were kept clean, run her fingers over certain parts of windowsills to make sure they were no dust, making sure they were, all the bedding was clean, and the children had ways to be washed. We had a copper in our house, as every Aboriginal house on that mission had. So we all had to be spick and span and, you know, all nice little clean people waiting for this welfare board to come and check us all out. It was horrible, really, because, you know, they checked your head for nits, for lice. They checked all over your body, so that you didn't have any scabies. And so on and on, you know. And when the welfare board was finished, they'd probably put in all their reports. And the next thing you know, our family had been taken. So there was three lots of families that were taken away from Cowra Mission, Arambi, and was sent to Cootamundra, Bomaderry and Kinchla Boys home. So, it happened, and for those three families, and later on it was my brothers and myself. I had to go to court, and it was proven that I was an unworthy Aboriginal girl to be on the mission. they threw me in a cell at Cowra Police Station, and there I was kept for 2 days in a dirty old cell with dirty old shitty pissy blankets. And it was right close to the little Cowra Park, the jail was, the cells. My parents, they used to come down and stay as long as they can in the park talking to me and singing out to me.
Hello, my name's Jane Vincent. I'm a farmer who lives just outside Canberra at Sutton. And this is my story about my friendship with Matilda House. I was born in 1950 on the banks of the Murray at Tokemoor, but when I was 4, we moved to a tiny place called Ballingee, directly on the road between Mortlake and Warrnambool. In terms of our contact with Aboriginal families when I was young, we had virtually no contact. We did live the other side of Framlingham, so you could see the Framlingham Forest, and I was amazed when I grew up and discovered there was a mission there. And of course, it's quite obvious we wouldn't know it was there because Aboriginal people were forbidden to walk down the street in Warrnambool. So, you know, extraordinary how hidden away that was. Like I say, we learnt so little Indigenous history, both in primary and high school, that I just did not know much at all. We bought our farm outside Canberra in 1983. 6 or 7 years ago, I was asked what I knew of the Indigenous history of our farm by a Ngunnawal elder, and I said nothing at all. So that, you know, I was ashamed of that. My son Sam had a friend, David Johnson, a renowned Indigenous archaeologist. Dave and Sam were walking on Bald Hill one day, and then he bent down and found a tiny thing about 2 centimetres big, and he said to Sam, "This is a thumbnail scraper. This was held so that the local Aboriginal people could scrape away the ochre and use it for painting themselves in ceremonies and so on. And when they looked more closely at the rocks and turned them over, they could see clearly the scrape marks." He said, "I'd like to bring an important person out from the local Ngunnawal Ngambri mobs and show her." And I said, "Oh, Auntie Matilda House. Well, of course, I've heard of her. I've seen her open Parliament. So that'd be great to bring her out. We'd be thrilled for her to do that."
I met Jane and her husband, family. And it was quite surprising because why this family had so much to give and to share. So that's how my feelings was when I first met Jane. I'm sitting there and waiting for a cup of tea and trying to work out why this family wants to share their life with us. And to that day, we are still doing the same thing from that very first day of meeting them.
My son-in-law, Shane, said he'd drive Matilda up there, and Matilda got out of the car and said, "Oh, look, here's a broken axe head." So her eyes are so much sharper than ours to see things on the ground that we would have walked over and not even noticed. But also while we were driving, she said, "Oh, you've got a lot of kangaroos on the farm here." And Shane said, "Yes, sometimes David gets permission to shoot a few and we use the meat." And Matilda's eyes lit up and she said, "Well, what about the skins?" And of course, it hadn't dawned on us that the local Aboriginal mobs living in Queanbeyan and Canberra, they don't have ready access to kangaroos. To Matilda, this was so important to be able to make the traditional kangaroo skin cloaks.
When we walk into land like Jane's and her beautiful families, it's like when people first walk into a beautiful big church. It's something so open and so wide, and it's there for us to touch and feel, and and to marvel at it, because I'm looking at thousands of years of ancestry of that land, because you touch the grass and you touch, you know, where the hills are. And what I loved about it was walking across the little bit of water where those beautiful, fresh, you know, mussels and all of that were there, and the reeds, which sustained a whole, well, communities that used to go there. And you can imagine if you just sit there, you can actually feel the presence of, you know, your ancestors being there.
This does change the way we think of the land as we're walking around it. This was exciting for Dave. He said, you know, very few farmers like to speak up and say they have significant sites like this. They're worried that the land will be taken away, there'll be claims put on it and so on. And we said, no, we'd be very happy to do that. To us, it was so exciting to think of this land being used, you know, thousands of years ago.
It's an escape from everything. It might be a bit windy and whatever, but when you sit there on that hill and see that beautiful yellow ochre and touch the other parts of the colours, it's magnificent. So the feeling I had when I first met Jane, well, it took away a lot of criticism that I used to carry about how white people used to treat us years ago.
That was Matilda House and her friend Jane Vincent in the first of our Walking Together series. And the Ochre Quarry has now been registered with the New South Wales Government as an Aboriginal place, and that protects significant sites on private land.